or preparing for the worst, but hoping for the best. I mean, each day there's 8 million seniors that face the threat of hunger in our nation. So on a state level, we deliver 4,000 to 5,000 nutritious meals to homebound seniors and to eating together programs for seniors on a daily basis. So that would have a big impact on us if that occurs.
What are we talking in terms of what kind of cutbacks are you preparing for?
Well, as we've heard, if the sequestration takes effect on March 1st, we're going to lose about $877,000 in funding to senior nutrition programs. And that $877,000 will be cut from the remaining 7 months of the fiscal year. So that's about a 9% cut in funding for us, Steve.
What practical effects will that have on your meal deliveries? What effects might people feel? Those those who receive the 4,000 to 5,000 meals each day.
Most likely, what it's going to mean is we will have to look at maybe reducing service to 4 days a week. But you know, that's a concern of ours. Reducing the number of meals means we reduce the nutrition intake for a population of people who proper nutrition is critical to maintaining their health and independence.
What are you doing anything to notify your clients as to what might be coming if this actually does happen?
Nothing, I'd say, external to our clients. At this point, we're preparing internal. Maybe if that means we have to look at, again, cutting back to four-day delivery, maybe going to a frozen meal option or things of that nature. But at this point, you know, we are preparing for the worst but hoping for the best.
A good bit of your service is done by volunteers, correct?
That is correct. We are very fortunate. Our volunteers are the backbone of our organization, Steve, and we currently have about 2,115 active volunteers, and we use about 300 on any given day to complete our mission.
And your coverage area, are you speaking for Central Maryland or Baltimore County or both?
I'm actually speaking for beyond Baltimore City. We reach Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Carroll, Hartford, Howard, Montgomery, and PG counties on a Monday through Friday basis.
All right, that's a considerable area. And the impact, let's see, you told me 4,000 to 5,000 meals each day. About how many families does that involve, do you know?
Out of that 4,000 to 5,000 that we serve, Steve, I would say about 1,200 homebound individuals make up that number. So that would equate to about 1,200 homes or families.
Okay, and that's quite a number.
Yes.
Well, and I assume you're just like everyone else, waiting to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, the cuts are especially difficult, you know, on social programs because we often receive flat funding to start with. So, you know, taking a cut is really a double hit for us.